paragraphing hay. We're coming to the close of this halacha Likut Halachos, which was one of the largest ones, as we mentioned earlier, which discussed many, many items pertaining to Shabbos, based on chapter 6 in the first half of Likut Imran, which is a very, very famous chapter on Likut Imran that deals with the topic of tshuva, the Darkei HaTshuva, as Rabbein Ezal refers to it there. And Rabbein Ezal puts tremendous emphasis that tshuva is two-way, it's two-directional. Aliyah, boki ba'aliyah, boki b'yirida, boki b'rotzi, boki b'shoiv, ayel v'nofik, as he calls it. And we spoke at tremendous, tremendous length. And now Rav Nosson Zal is giving us an appendix to all the discussion we've had till now. He's going to close with a grand finale, something really, really very special and extremely enlightening. And it's very timely that we're learning this specifically today, Shiva Ser B'Tammuz, because if you check your local Shulchan Aruchs, any Shulchan Aruch you want, the Kitzer, the Mishnah Berurah, the Rambam, all of them emphasize that when it comes to a fast day, the most important thing for us to know is that the fasting is secondary. The fasting is just to set the tone and the mood for tshuva. A fast day means a special day that's designated for tshuva. And again, the fasting is just to set an atmosphere for it. And Rav Nosson Zal now is going to give us certain extremely enlightening, important advice regarding tshuva. V'zeh b'chinas v'yoymer Hashem el Avraham, lech lecho me'artzecho u'mimoyladetecho mi'beisavicho el oretz asher areko v'ezcho l'goy godol. Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie everything we've spoken about till now into Hashem's outstanding meeting with Avraham Avinu, where Hashem instructed Avraham Avinu to go to Eretz Yisrael. Kimavur leil mashikosav sham batoiranal inyan hagimul mitzvoy shenitzavu Yisrael beknisosum l'Eretz Yisrael. We discussed earlier one of the things that was mentioned in the chapter 6 in Likut Imran, which is the three mitzvahs which Hashem instructed Klal Yisrael upon, that they must do upon entering Eretz Yisrael, which are Sheheim Lahachris Zera Amolek, to destroy Amolek completely, wipe out Amolek completely. Number two, Velimnois Melech, to appoint a king. And number three is Velivnois Beis Habchira, to build a Beis Hamikdosh. V'chulu, etc. Sheheim Bechinas Gimel Hanekudoy Sanal. And we discussed the fact that these three mitzvahs correspond to the three sections of the letter Aleph. The way an Aleph is written in a Sefer Torah, there's the upper part of the Aleph, which is shaped like a Yud. Then there's the middle section of the Aleph, which is shaped like a diagonal Vav. And then there's the lower part of the Aleph. And those were referred to as Gimel Nekudois. And Rabbeinu Zal and Likut Imran tie them into many different things. The concept of the Rebbe, the Talmud, and the Oihel, the tent which unites them, the sun, the moon, and the Rokia which unites them. Many different things that were symbolized by this letter Aleph, the three Nekudois, the three parts of the letter Aleph. Sheheim Bechinas Tshuva. And these are all tied into the tshuva process. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran, and further back in this halacha of Likut Halachos where we discuss this. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki ikor ha-tshuva muva b'dvorov zal shu b'bechinas zarko dizdarikas lasar disnatilas mitamon. Because the essence of tshuva, Rabbeinu Zal mentions in a different chapter on Likut Imran, I believe it's chapter 35, there Rabbeinu Zal begins by quoting from the Zohar HaKadosh, that the Zohar HaKadosh says that tshuva is like the musical note zarko, which is like an S. You take an S and you turn it over horizontally, meaning it starts in the middle, sort of. It goes down, it goes up above the original line, and then it comes back down to where it started from. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that zarka, the definition of zarka is dizdarikas liasar disnatilas mitamon, where we throw something to the place where it was originally taken from. Shetzrichen lotzeis mikol hamakoymois shenis elishom veloshuv lemakor shenechtzav nishmosa mishom. Meaning, that when a person is thinking in terms of tshuva, they have to think of exiting from all the forsaken places that they've fallen into, the mud and the mire that they've fallen into, crawling out of that, and returning back to their origin, to their source, the place from which their neshamos were originally carved out from, which is the Kisei HaKovoi, the throne of Hashem, which is pure holiness. Ki kol echod mi Yisrael shoresh nishmosoi govoya ma'oid ma'oid kemuva. Because every single Jew, the source of their neshama is very, very, very high, as is brought in Sforim. Rak sheyordo la'artzius v'gashmi zeho ilam. However, the neshamos were thrown down into the physicalness, into the gashmius of this world, bishvil habechira, to enter into a situation where the person is given free choice to do what Hashem wants or to go against Hashem, kedei shedaika al yidei zeh toshuv lemakoira bishleimus nifla, so that by going through this procedure, entering into this world of bechira, and going through the tests of this world, a person who's zeche to be matzliach, their neshama returns back to the place it came from originally, new and improved, much, much, much better. Look at this wording, bishleimus nifla, with an extraordinary shleimus that it didn't have originally, because the Zohar HaKadosh, many other Sforim mention, that they quote, man do'ochel de'lav de'lei bohis l'stakule bi'ape, that a person who's eating free food is embarrassed to look into the face of the one that's giving it to him. Nobody really completely enjoys a free meal. At best, it's a 90% pleasure. There's 10% that's missing, which a person could only experience that joy and satisfaction if they earned it, if they did something to deserve it. And this is one of the reasons that the Sforim explain why, even though our neshama started out in a place of just sweetness and goodness and pleasure and beauty and light, still, Hashem loves Klal Yisrael too much to be satisfied with us having a 90% pleasure. Hashem wanted us to have the 100% pleasure, which could only come by a Jew earning it. Ah, you're going to ask, but hold on a second. In the process, we end up losing 80% of the Jew. You know, what about all the people? The answer is still worth it. For those few that are going to make it, and they're going to be zeichet to the extreme pleasure, to the total pleasure, it's worth it completely. That's number one. And number two, don't forget that in the end, no Jew will be left behind. The real tikkun is going to be that Hashem is going to work out a way for every single Jew to be included. Every single Jew is going to get his tikkun eventually. Back inside. V'chol odom sheboilom migodol v'ad koton behechrich shiyavar olof kama v'kama harpaskois v'chulu. Every single person, no matter how great they are, no matter how small they are, must go through incredible difficulties and turbulence on this flight, you know, in this world. Shekulam hem bechinas nisyonos v'tzirufim v'aliyos v'yiridos b'li shir, where all the incredible turbulence that a person goes through in their life in this world is all different forms of tests and purifications and ups and downs. V'chol kavonas Hashem yizborach l'toivo, and Hashem's entire intention is only for the person's benefit, only to help the person. Ki chol man dovid rachmona l'tavo, because the Gemara tells us that everything Hashem does is for the good. Ki kol kavonos yizborach hakol kedei shaydei ze daiko yal mikol amakom shiyorad l'shom levarer mishom ashiyvarer. Because Hashem's intent in throwing a person down into the mud, into the mire, into the golos is for the person, while he's down there, to accomplish sorting out, finding and extracting sparks of kedusha, sparks of goodness that are found there, and being involved in the process of elevating it from there bringing it up to a very high place, and thereby helping himself in the process, helping himself get to his final destination, to his mokom menuchosoi. V'chol hatzirufim v'nisyonos hem b'chinas melchemes amolei kanal. And all the struggles that a person goes through in this world, all the battles, physically, spiritually, in all different forms, are all under this umbrella term of Milchemes Amolek. He's fighting the Tuma. He's fighting the Sitrachra. He's fighting the 70 nations, of which the term Amolek is a composite of all 70. V'tzorech liyos boki b'halocha zois heitev. And a person has to know very, very well how to travel, how to move through this process. Bechinas boki ba'il boki benofik, to know how to handle the ups and downs, how to enter, when to exit. Bechinas vatzia shoel hineko, as the pasuk says, that even when I find myself down in Sheol, the seventh floor sub basement, hineko, I know that you're right there, Hashem. I'm able to connect with you even over there. Kanal, as we discussed earlier. And when a Jew is zoche to handle the insults and having his blood spilt and all the purifications and the tests that a person goes through in this world, zehu bechinas lahachriz zaroi shel Amolek. What the person is actually doing is he's succeeding in wiping out Amolek. Shezeo b'chinas nekuda tachtoino, which we had learned earlier, that's represented by the bottom part of the Aleph. That's that lower part of the Aleph. Shaydeze zoiche l'tshuva, through which the person is zoiche to tshuva. This is one important piece of the puzzle of a person being zoiche to tshuva, to do battle against what he has to battle against and to win. Through which he zochet to tshuva, which is bechinas keser. Tshuva is referred to as the crown of Hashem. Bechinas nekudu helyoino, which is represented by that upper part of the Aleph. Shehu bechinas Moshe, which corresponds to Moshe Rabbeinu, the rabbi. Bechinas beis hamikdosh, and it corresponds to the building of the beis hamikdosh, which was the third mitzvah upon entering Eretz Yisrael. V'hahamshocho, Minakuduho Elyoino, Linakuda Tahtoino, Zebchinas Vov Shebetoich Aleph. And the way that we affect a flow from the upper part of the Aleph to the lower part of the Aleph is through the Vov, through that middle section of the Aleph, Shehu Bechinas Mitzvois Limnois Melech Kanal, which is that third mitzvah, which is appointing a king. When I use the word first, second, third now, we're not going in any order. We're just discussing these three mitzvahs. Wiping out Amolek, building the Beis HaMikdash, appointing the king. And now Rav Nosson Zal is painting for us a picture that when a Jew is zoche to accomplish that first item, to do battle against his Amolek, and to win, that's how he's zoche to draw from the upper part of Hizukha to Tshuva, which is Keser, which is the upper part of the Aleph, and Hizukha to receive the flow from that upper part of the Aleph coming down, which comes down via that middle section of the Aleph, which corresponds to the mitzvah of appointing a king. V'zehu shomar Hashem Yisborach la'Avraham. And now we can understand what Hashem said to Avram Avinu. When Hashem was speaking to Avram Avinu there, he was speaking to every single Jew. The Zohar HaKadosh on Parshas Lech Lecha shows several examples of how the words that were said to Avram Avinu. Avram symbolizes the neshama of a Jew. And Hashem speaking to Avram Avinu is addressing the neshama of each and every single Jew. Lech Lecha. Shemazir Sodom Sheyelech Liatzmoy. Hashem is instructing the Jew, listen, you're in this world on a mission. You're not here on vacation. You're here, your mission in this world is to move. To move in which direction? In your direction. To find your direction. To come to realize your mission in this world, what you're in a position to do to serve Hashem and please Hashem. And to go, to be constantly moving in that direction. Ki etzem ho'odom, ma shenikro ani, hu rak haneshama. Because the essence of a person, when a person says, I, whenever a person uses the word I want to go there, I did this. What is I? I is the neshama. I is the soul of the person. That's the real essence of the person. Correct? Kamo shekosuv b'hatoyra choysem b'toy choysem simen chav beiz likutei moran chelek aleph. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 22 in the first half of Likutei Moran, where he explains that any time we use this word I, that the essence of a person is the neshama of the person. V'chein kishemedabrim em ho'odam lenoichach v'aymerim loy ato oy lecho. And whenever we speak to a person, we say, I want you to understand this, I want you to do this and this. What are we addressing? Are we addressing the flesh? No, we're addressing the essence of the person, which is the neshama of that person, as is known. So, and this is what the Torah is warning the person and instructing the person. Lech lecho. That a person should know that their main purpose in this world and their main goal in this world is to be moving, lech, to go, lecho, for yourself, for your essence, which means for your neshama, that every move you make, to always have in mind that you're looking to do what your neshama needs you to do. Shekol hiluchach unesiosach v'chol drachecha boze ho'ilam b'kulam techavein leilech l'cho li'atzmacha. That every move you make in this world, every trip you take, every path you go on, to always think, is this what's really right for me? Is this what's really best for me? Is this my direction? Hainu lemokor nishmoscha. And again, what direction is supposed to be my direction? Where I'm supposed to head towards is to bring myself to reconnect with the place from which my neshama originates from, which is the heavenly throne. Sheze ikar etzem ha'odom. That's the real essence of the person, shemadabram imoy, whom we're speaking to. So that's what's taich lech lecho. Hashem is telling a Jew what their mission in this world, your mission is to go, to move, in your direction, to get to your tachlis, which is to bring your neshama back, to plug it back into its place of origin with a much higher degree of shleimus than it started out with. How are you going to do that? Me'artzecha. Me'artzecha, v'zehu me'artzecha. Me'artzecha daiko. Hainu mi toich artzius v'gashmius shelcho. Le'eza artzius v'gashmius she'eradeto l'shom. And how are you going to do this? From your artzius, from your physicalness, from your gashmius, from the place that you find yourself in, whether it's in Harlem, whether it's in Mississippi, whether it's Lahavdil in Yerushalayim, whatever place you find yourself in, from that place, you have the ability to lift off and to reconnect yourself, mamish, to the heavenly throne of Hashem. Afal Pikain, where despite the fact that it seems to you that it's very hard to exit from here. What do you mean? I'm wearing cement shoes here. They put on, from the time that I came out into this physical world and they plugged me into all the culture, the physical culture of the world, for me to get off from here, it looks like it's going to take 10 billion watts of energy, you know, to lift off. Not true. Every single Jew has the ability to lift off Me'artzecha, from their artzius. Afal pikein at atzorech lehizgaber leilech mitoich artzecha daiko. Each and every single Jew has to battle and has to strengthen himself to exit from his artzius. And to go where? Leilech lecho lenishmoscha. And to move in the direction that your neshama wants you to go. To move to the tikkun of your neshama. Vezehu, and this is why the pasuk continues explaining, umi moiladetecha, and to leave the place where you were born, eich shenoiladeto beeze gashmius shenoiladeto, meaning that again you were born physically with blood and flesh and bones in a hospital, and right away they started giving you lollipops, sucking candies and lollipops and so all kinds of gashmiest things that the person first started out with from the moment they were born. Afal pi shegam ze moineya godol. Despite the fact, even though this is also a very major obstacle in making it difficult for a person to be spiritual, for a person to help his own neshama and to get to the place where his neshama is supposed to get to. Kama shekosav David, as we find David HaMelech said, Hein ba'ovoin choylalti ubechet yehemasni imi. David HaMelech says, I was born with sin and I was created, you know, my mother brought me into the world with sin, implying that here again, from the second the person steps off the boat into this world, they're starting off already with all kinds of baggage. There's a body and all the bodily needs, and there's people are, there's all, you know, the whole physical world that you suddenly find yourself with, which is like chains and cement shoes, making it seem to the person that it's almost impossible to lift off from here and to get to a place of spirituality, to get to a place of ruchnius, to be thinking in terms of my neshama and getting to where my neshama is supposed to get to. Afal pikein, despite all of that, atom muchroch leilech mimoiladetucho daiko. Despite all of that, you are obligated to move from that, to move from all of that, leilech lecho, to move in your direction, to think it over carefully and ask yourself, is this what Hashem created me for? So that I should meet, so I should go to Aunt Tilly's house and Uncle Mary's and the whole family and all the different physical things, and go to the candy store and the library and all, you know, this whole physical thing that the person that's swimming around the person, that's encircling the person in this world. Is that what I was put here for? If that world that I were put here for, Hashem would have given me only a body. The fact that He gave me a body and a neshama, and certainly between the two, the neshama is obviously the essence of man, is not the body, it's the neshama. So then could be this is all a mirage and a test to see if I'm going to be fooled and I'm going to make the wrong choice from this, just from day one, from minute one, and start simply catering to the body's needs and forget this other guy inside, who happens to be the real king, you know, the Ben Melech, the one who's really the most important one, who I should be focusing all my attention on. So that's this Lech Lecho, for the person to know that he has an obligation to move towards his, in the direction that his neshama needs him to move towards. And to leave the Moilada Techo, to leave all the baggage that he took on from when he was born into this world. Umi Beis Avicha. And Avraham Avinu was told to leave his father's home. Sheheim HaMishpocha. This is merames to a person's family. V'hashchenim, and the neighbors. Ukroivav, and the relatives. Umiyudov, and the friends. Shemegudol menehem, that the person grew up with. Most people, or many people, grow up in an environment that's not necessarily highlighting the needs of the neshama. They grow up in a place where everything, the environment that surrounds them, especially the people, are on a completely different trip. They ain't looking to go up. They're looking to stay horizontal. They're looking to just relax and stick around here. That's their main objective in life, is to stay in this world as long as they can, and to plug into all the physical things of this world, to taste, to experience all the gashmias, etc., etc. Shigam mehem yesh kama v'kama menios lavodas Hashem Yisborach, whereby also from all of these people, parents, relatives, childhood friends, all of that, if a person has the type of family and the type of environment which isn't into Ruchnius, which isn't into Avodas Hashem and everything, then they also very often can serve as major obstacles blocking the person and making it difficult for the person to become spiritual, you know, to go on this journey for the benefit of his neshama. Lefamim begashmius, sometimes on a physical level they can hold the person back. And sometimes through their influence, they talk to the person and they can try to talk the person out of being religious, out of coming close to Hashem, out of becoming spiritual, etc., etc. mikulam atotzorich lotzeis. And a Jew needs to know that part of his mission, in order for him to succeed in this world, he has to have the ability to exit from all of that. V'leilech lecho l'nishmoscho. And to be focused on what his real purpose in this world is. That he's here, there's a timer. The second, the Pasuk says in Koheles, Yoim Moisai Miyoim Hivoldoi. From the second a person is born, they start dying. One person takes 10 years to die, another person takes 75 years, 85 years to die. But the process of death begins from the second a person is born. That timer is tick, 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 tick. One of the Breslov Hasidim, Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Nachman Zal, once told a moshel about a Jew riding in a wagon, and the wagon is going at top speed, and it has two horses pulling the wagon, and running and running and running. And he said, the two horses are night and day. That's what the two horses are. The person's on this fast-moving train, and the train is life. And the days and nights are going by, running by, running by. And the Yetzer is trying to, the black horse and the white horse, and trying to distract the person, to get the person to forget what he's here for, to forget what he's really, really here for. They're throwing all kinds of things in front of his eyes, this colorful things and sweet-smelling things and loud things and quiet, you know, all kinds of different things, just to distract the person and to get the person to forget that lech lecho. That he's on a mission, he's on a self-serving mission, he's on a mission to really do what's really best for himself, which is to bring himself back to the kisek, you know, to the neshama. Ki atotzorich lehamin shebevadai ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo betrunyam b'riyosov. Because a Jew must believe that Hashem is not looking for us to fail in this world. Hashem does not give any person an impossible test, an impossible situation. And the person definitely does have the ability to cope and to deal with all the baggage that he's gotten stuck with, you know, in entering into this physical world. And despite all of that baggage, get to his spiritual success, get to his the ticking of his neshama. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 49, in the second half of Likutei Moran, She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoyleach Lehodom Miniyoy Shaliuchal Amid Bohem, Hashem does not send a Jew obstacles that the person can't withstand, that the person can't overcome. V'zehu, and this is why the Pasuk continues, El Ha'oretz Asher Areko. And where do I want you to go? I want you to leave all of that stuff and go to the land that I'm going to tell you, that I'm going to show you. Shehu Eretz Yisrael, Shehu Klol Yisakdusha, which was Eretz Yisrael, which is a composite of all holiness combined. You know, Eretz Yisrael is the symbol of the totality of holiness, of spirituality. Sheshom HaBeis HaMikdosh, in Eretz Yisrael is found the Beis HaMikdosh. Sheshom Mekoyer Kol HaNeshamois, which is the source of all the neshamas, all the Jewish souls. Shal ze mazhiroi lech lecho l'nishmos chodat kanal. This is what Hashem was telling Avraham Avinu, and this is what Hashem is telling each and every single Jew. Go to your neshama. Go to the completion of your neshama. Travel to get to the place of completing yourself. V'ze shepirish Rashi, and this is why Rashi HaKodesh writes on the pasuk over there, Hashem did not reveal to Avraham Avinu right away which land he wanted to go to. He wanted him to go to. He just said, to the land. Why? Because the mystery adds to the specialness of it, to make Avraham Avinu love it more. And so that Avraham Avinu should receive credit, additional credit, for every single word. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Kize ikur hanisoyen shel hodom, ma she'en Hashem Yisborach mara lehodom miyad, bo eis hanisoyen, ma she'yizke im yamoid bozeh hanitsoyen vatsiruf. The most difficult part of the tests that a Jew undergoes in this world is the fact that he isn't shown up front what his success could bring him, what he's going to get if he passes the test. He doesn't get to see that right away. כי בוודאי אם כל אדם הירואה בזה העולם כל מה שיזכה כשישבר תבויסו ומידויסו הרואים, because obviously if every single person would be shown up front what kind of levels they can achieve, what they're going to get to if they're zoche to combat their evil desires and their evil characteristics and win them, bevadai lo yhoyo lo nisoyon klal, it wouldn't be a test whatsoever, it wouldn't be difficult at all. Ki mi pesi v'sochol sheyashlich ne'imois lo netzach koze oirois nizgovois koele b'shvil shtus koze berega kala kozois. Because which idiot, which nutjob, which lunatic would be silly enough and foolish enough to forfeit the unbelievable eternal success that he's going to achieve in passing a test and give it up for a 5-minute pleasure, minimal, you know, type of pleasure, you know, that he gets in this world, for eating something unkosher, for looking at something he's not supposed to look at, you know, all the different physical things in this world. Ach ikar hanisoyon, and therefore the main part of the test, the main difficulty in the tests that a person has in this world is machmas she'enoy roya kilzer, the fact that the person doesn't get to see up front in the beginning what he can get to, what he's going to achieve, what he's going to receive for it. Al kein tzorich his chaskus godol, and that's why a person in this world who's going to undergo this battle requires tremendous encouragement. And this is why the pasuk says, to the land which I'm going to show you. Hashem does not show the person up front the Eretz Achaim, the sweetness, the eternal sweetness which the person's going to achieve. And that's the test. That's what makes it into a test. Ve'im yizgaber v'yizchazek al mashetzorich lizgaber, and if the person will be zoche to strengthen himself and to battle and to win what he has to win, ve'yirdo yifachra tachlis hazeh, and he'll go after his real purpose in life, what he was really put in this world for, yikabel schar al kol dibur v'dibur, Shediber v'hischanin lefnei Hashem Yisborach liskois laseh. What does Rashi mean when Rashi says he's to give him reward for every dibur, for every single word of tefillah that the person's going to say, where he's going to say, Hashem, help me get to where I'm supposed to get to. Help me understand what my tests are in this world. Help me see through them. And help me be able to see the difference between what the Yetzer Hara is offering me, the temporary fast food, you know, the instant pleasure, versus the eternal pleasure, which is billions of times bigger and better in every way that Hashem is going to offer me if I pass the tests, if I overcome my desires, you know, in this world. And that's when the person will really appreciate, a person who does this, that person will be zeche to fully appreciate the goodness that he's going to achieve, shehu b'chinas Eretz Yisrael, which is symbolized by the term Eretz Yisrael, yoiser v'yoiser, more and more. Me'achar shelo yishir b'nafshei klal sheyizkel animus kozeh, based on the fact that the person never imagined that he would be zeche to such an incredible goodness. He never, you know, dreamed that he would get to such a height and to get to such a success and a goodness. As we find the Gemara tells of several tzaddikim, Sheomru, who said, Vani omarti lorik yogati, here I thought that I was working for nothing. You know, I was struggling with my Yitzhahara and battling and battling and battling. And there were times that I thought